time, so we'll do it.
I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is September 4th. It's 1:01 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Potts, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this afternoon?
Lord, we thank you for today. I just thank you for the opportunity to address the issues facing our nation. Just be with us here at this table and watch over the decisions that we make and help us make the right ones. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes from August 24th.
Motion to approve minutes.
I have a motion with a second by Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? All in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved for August 24th. Next item on the agenda is the FY19 budget consideration. I don't think that I cued the clerks in, but I'd like to look over the appropriated revenue report just to see where we are right now on the FY19 budget. I don't know that we've had the opportunity to put all the filings in there, didn't we, of the bills, Congressman Potts? Okay. Are you hooked up to this one right here?
No, I'm not. Hold on just one.
Okay. You're emailing it to us? Okay. Our clerk's going to sit back at her desk in the window. If we need her, she'll be right there for us, but she's having some connectivity problems today with her computer, and she does not want to unhook it, so. So I believe I still have the merit bill left to file. It was on my desk when I came back from lunch. I believe that Congresswoman Pratt still has a cultural donations bill to file, and that's, I think, and then all the regular appropriations bills that we do for this session will be in and filed. So you got all yours filed. Appropriations for
operating funds, yes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's a foundation grant that we sometimes give that isn't filed, I don't think. I'll have to think of some other. There seems like there was something else I thought. But those aren't
operating
expenses.
Funds. That's true.
Like cultural donations. They're not operating expenses.
I agree. Okay. So I guess then the only outstanding operational expense would be the merit bill that I'll file today. Okay. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
We'll walk everybody through this. It's very similar to what you've always seen.
Would you excuse me a minute?
Yes.
We have Ms. Rivard, and I see the controller just walked in. Would you please join us at the table?
Sure.
Thank you. Ms. Rivard, she's a deputy director of operations, and Ms. Fox, she is our controller at the Osage Nation. They're going to join us at the table today. Okay.
In conjunction with executive branch officials, I believe this should be relatively close to the document, or at least the totals that you have. You can see here, I have done my best to reconcile. We are off a little bit, but I believe that these can be found. I don't believe that these are detrimental to the cause of the appropriation bill. But you have total or subtotal for the executive branch operations is everything requested by the executive branch, less your direct service funds, which are accounted for below, and anything that the Congress intends to file as a separate bill would include the Attorney General, Cultural Donations, Minerals Council, and the Osage Press, which would include the editorial board and Osage News. So those totals are backed down as well. They're subtotal. And you have the totals here. So if later on we review this document, that's kind of where you're going to want to look, because I believe that's the totals as submitted by the executive branch. In addition, you have the legislative branch funded here with the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review, judicial branch funded, capital asset budget, and then your direct assistance funds, health benefit, burial assistance, regional gathering fund, and higher education for $18.6 million. All this totaled together is what we get down here at the bottom. These totals aren't exactly jiving with the executive branch at the moment, but again, I believe we're very close, if not already there.
I got health benefit number wrong. 10 million.
10 million even?
Yes.
Okay. So, working where we normally look at, as far as the appropriated revenue report, what we also have on the sheet that I forgot to scroll down a little further for, we do have a balance in the IDC pool, and our merit calculation is as follows. These totals back here for merit recognition. We have 171,000 in tribal appropriations, and all of these totals feed from the appropriate totals on the previous sheet, including cultural donations, including capital asset, including a correct amount for health benefit, burial assistance, and natural gathering, with the new ONCR 1818 amount that was sent out today as enacted by this body, brings you to a total of 346,000 remaining in projected revenue for fiscal year 19.
Any questions about the report? Congresswoman Goodfox.
I don't have a question about the report, but as chair of this committee, have you talked with anyone on Congress that plans to introduce anything with a number attached to it? Or has anyone not filed something that they're considering? I'm just making sure that we're not going to do a bunch of work right here, right now, and then get 2 or 3 weeks into the session, and then if someone wanted to propose a piece of legislation that had a number to it that would throw a kink into what we're doing right now. Like, just for, I mean, Congresswoman Edwards mentioned the Osage Nation Foundation, and then that you said Congresswoman Pratt is considering the cultural donation.
I believe the cultural donation's out of here. It's included.
Is Congressman Tillman's Tax Commission Board?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
Oh, let me say this.
Because that would have a number attached to it. And that's all I'm saying is that if we do a bunch of work here and then don't know what's coming down the pipe 2 or 3 weeks from now, then all this work is for nothing. So if everyone that knows they're going to give something with a number attached, if we could know it now, then at least we have.
I've got two pieces, but I don't think there's any numbers attached to them.
That's Congressman Edwards.
Well, this is the year that we figure out what the basis or what the stipends are going to be for the boards. So that number is not necessarily the right number.
I hear
So Congress are supposed to, so there might be additional, that number might be high, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, and I'll go ahead and follow up on that. You know, throughout the whole appropriation cycle, this will be fluid, and that's what we do as a committee. We sit here and we watch it. I'm not aware of any appropriation bills being requested out of the general treasury at this time. Nobody's come to me and say, hey, I'm going to file something, nor are they obligated to do so. But we have to, that's why we keep a watch on it and see, and be able to report to Congress where we are as the appropriation requests come in out of the general, for the general treasury. Hello, Director of Operations, Mr. Johnson down there. I didn't see you. Good to see you. So I get it, but I'm not aware of it. Is there any more questions or comments about this report?
Does this include carryover fund? No. Yes. No.
This does not include the balance of retained revenue. I do carry that down here.
Right.
All right.
And at this time, the only thing that I believe that is set to come out of retained revenue, to answer Congresswoman Goodfox's question earlier, the only thing that I'm aware of is $1.1 million for Prairie Horse Community Building out of retained revenue. So not impacting the general.
So that's how much would be left in retained revenue?
Correct.
And how much is in economic development right now?
$1.1 million.
All right. And I think that we need to come to a decision. I know that when Congressman Potts was our budget analyst, he sometimes did not like to send this appropriated revenue report out because it is a fluid document that changes. But I think that I'd like some direction on whether we want to
distribute the document to the members of Congress.
Okay.
And the executive branch.
A motion to distribute the appropriated revenue report to Congress and the executive branch, and I have a second from Congressman Potts. Is there any more discussion to that motion, Congressman Potts?
Any hesitation that would have existed generally happens during session. I think starting out, it is best for everybody to try to get on the same page.
Okay.
So absolutely agree that this needs to go out. And we need to work to get to the balance on this.
Okay. Okay, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we will distribute the appropriated revenue report. Okay, any more discussions about where we are on this document right now? Okay, seeing no more discussion on this agenda item, we'll move to the next, which is consideration of ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,883,012 and to establish an alternate effective date. That's my bill as the appropriations chair, as I'm required to file these operational budgets. So I will relinquish the chair to Vice Chair Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next item on the agenda is 1848. This time I'll turn it over to the author of 1848 for introduction.
Early on when we received the budgets from Executive Branch on the 15th, they're grouped annually by committees of jurisdiction, and so I went ahead and did the grouping of the budgets as such, and you have a copy of that document right now. So what we're charged with now is to split this bill up and to reassign those portions of this executive appropriation bill to the Committee of Jurisdiction. We also have in front of you the that's not correct. Ms. Walker, may I ask Ms. Walker? I know we have it. Excuse me, I've got it. Also in your packet, you have the first title pages for 1848, which has all the sections divided out. What we need to do is we need to report out the sections to the Committee of Jurisdiction. And I thought a good way to proceed, and if somebody has a better idea, it's fine with me. Which committee do you represent, Congressman Potts? And what committee do you represent, Congressman Stanley?
Health.
Who do you represent?
I thought I was health.
Okay, we should pull up the, let's pull up the committee list so we'll get it right.
Who's on first?
I think I'm education and you're government.
Maybe you're right.
Okay, well, I'll continue on. Who,
he's culture.
what I had in mind was What we'll do is we'll take a recess. You'll take your slip and you'll mark the section number beside it so we can get a committee report together. And we can report this out to Congress in the morning to the committees of jurisdiction what sections of the bill they will be covering. So your health, and you'll write all the section numbers down beside on these sheets what the section numbers should be so we can report them.
Why are we separating some of these things out when they're tribal and non-tribal? I thought that those all went in one budget and you just identified what part was non-tribal funding revenue source and one part was tribal.
Because that's the way the budgets are sent over. So they will send two separate budgets from the executive branch. Like, for example, the Osage Nation Police Department sends a federal budget and sends a tribal budget instead of having that budget all on one sheet. I don't know why.
I combined them in my meetings. I combined them because for years we've been trying to get a true picture of how much it costs to do something, how much it costs to run a department. And if you have to chase down both the budgets, then you don't get that true picture. But I guess that still falls on deaf ears.
We have representatives of the executive. Excuse me.
Is there any reason we can't for law enforcement, for example, where it says?
The reasoning, and Tasha can attest to this as the controller, the reason we've always separated them out is so that once the accountants put them into the software program, they have to be recorded as federal and tribal in two different fund accounts, 101, 202, because we can't commingle. And so that's from this table to there, they do something different in the treasury with them. And it's just, it's easier for the directors and the accountants to actually put those in the way they're supposed to be per GAAP principles.
I know, we've been through this before, but that doesn't impact what we're trying to do, which is see a big picture of how much it costs.
Yeah, and I think that however you guys want to do it down here, and it's better for you to appropriate, then. But it's just easier for example, the executive side that we do it that way.
I may clarify as well. I believe we have requested that they be broken out in recent years for the purpose of making, if the funding sources are commingled, it makes it more difficult to make adjustments. So I believe this body has argued for separate budgets.
But separate budgets are different from of an appropriation. We've got an appropriation called janitorial. What is that? It's a contract. But when you look at our budget bill and you try to figure out what does this nation do and what does this look like for the constituents and even me? What's janitorial? Is that a department? Is that a program? And what it is, I believe, is a contract, right? But we are appropriating to something called janitorial. And to me, that's a contract that's part of tribal works, if I understood who. So I would like to go back to trying to get a picture. Now, I know what you're talking about, which is we wanted to budget revenue and spending on separate, right? And what happened to that?
I believe the budget submission with multiple budgets has that broken out by funding source.
So we can combine them into federal and tribal and still keep it in one section so that we can see what happens?
I believe, Congressman Utter, you're referring to the form that was developed by Congress.
Mm-hmm. I am.
That form was not utilized, to my knowledge, to submit these budgets.
This is where I don't understand, because this is a congressional budget, and for years we've worked towards being able to see, for example, if you look at the Wajaji Early Learning Center, so you don't have to go to six different places to figure out what it costs to run Wajaji Early Learning Center for years. This is how much it costs. They've got money from this revenue, this revenue, this revenue. They spend it like this, this, this. It's all together. Go boom. I get this. It costs $1.5 million to run Wasatchi Early Learning Center. But we can't do that when we separate them all out like this, and because now they're just, all this is going back to 2006. This is just a budget, a bunch of budgets in a bill.
Ms. Reba.
That's why we send to your branch, the executive branch summary, so you can look at it as one big picture. And we break it up into tribal, non-tribal, program revenue, program income. So, but as I understand that document, you guys really don't pay attention to. But that's why we submit the executive branch summary, so you can see it in totality rather than... So the last 2 years, we've sent the big picture and then the individuals behind it, so that it helps everybody look at, everybody looks at it different. So we've tried to send it both ways so that it's easy to read.
I'm trying to pull something up on my computer. It's not, I don't believe that's what Congressman Edwards is referencing. The summary is helpful to capture the whole picture of what the budget of the nation is. What I believe she's referring to, please correct me if I'm wrong, it's not broken out by funding source. So even from the summary that's sent, one cannot glean what we spend our tribal funds on from that, because everything is totaled together with the federal funds.
It's separated between federal, tribal, state, program, and other.
The revenue sources, the funding sources, are listed separately, but the expense categories are totaled. So from that executive summary, somebody couldn't tell me how much of tribal funding are we spending on salaries and wages.
I see. That's true.
And I thought we were trying to get to that. I mean, I've been trying to get to that point for 12 years, and we'd worked pretty, and we'd gotten pretty well, and we recognized we were to the point where we were listing the revenues by source, but we weren't showing the expenditures by source. And we said, okay, next year we're going to get this right. We're going to break out the revenue so that when a constituent asks me how much do we spend on law enforcement, just use that because we were talking about that. How much do we spend on law enforcement? Well, we spend $1 million, and I guess maybe if you look at the revenue, you can identify that. We spend $1 million worth of tribal revenue, and we spend $50,000 worth of federal revenue. So at least you can see that. But then when you talk about, well, what does it pay for, I don't think you can show that under our current.
Congressman Stabler.
No, I was just going to say, I understand your difficulty, but from someone who's been running budgets, you're going to try to use those federal dollars first on whatever it is. So it's more of a percentage thing, you know, and it's going to slide from one to the other. And, you know, when I worked on the clinic budget, I knew that a bulk of the federal dollars, I would say, was probably going to be for wages and salaries, or salaries and wages, because it kind of matched up there. So, but then you can't not have the operating expense. So it's going to fall wherever it's going to fall. I think that you're getting too far down into, you know, 40% of her wages is going to come out of here, and then the other 60% is going to come out of here, and it doesn't run that way when you're running the program. You've got your federal money, and you're going to try to expend all of it first, and then you're going to dip into your tribal dollars from accounting.
Yeah, but I hear that, and it's just like when we say when you report to the feds, you can send whatever documents you need to send to the feds. We had that discussion about what you call administrative support, which is not a category in our appropriations law, but we do have something called direct services, which is something different from administrative support. So I get that you might have, that somebody over on that side might have a different reporting requirement. I also understand that there are accounting numbers that are used. But for the purposes of a constituent, a member looking to see in an appropriation bill how much money got appropriated to that entity, without combining some of these, like I said, here's a museum that has a museum grant with it. I mean, why isn't the grant part of the museum's operations for the year? Because they're utilizing that fund. And so if you tried to figure out, I would have to go and say, I'm going to have to go add up two different budgets, three different budgets, five different budgets, and figure out what that number is. The worst of which to me is the janitorial, because that's just part of what tribal works administers, right?
think that if that's how you, I mean, I would get your budget analyst to design that for you, to report out to the constituents, however you want the people to see it.
Okay.
And I think that way makes sense too, but for accounting purposes and for the operating, the way that they're submitted works better for the executive branch. But however it works better for the legislative to appropriate, I think we provide all the information to do that.
If I can shed some light as well, this body passed ONCA 1750, an act to establish the format and annual authorization and appropriation legislation, including the appropriation fiscal year operating funds to each branch of the association government and the agencies. That form and that format was passed, this law was passed, and I believe that this committee and the previous Congress took action to approve a budget form or format for which it was to be submitted. And it's my understanding that that form wasn't utilized.
Was it utilized the first year that we sent it to them? And then we did have a meeting on it this year. And I believe that the motion was for them to submit the budget in a form like that form, instead of saying this is the form that they shall use.
Similar.
Is that correct?
The wording,
yes, ma'am.
The wording, I believe, is similar.
Similar.
What
okay.
does the law say?
Similar.
I believe the law has a form. Yes.
The law has a form.
I would say 1750 has a form. However, the law also states that the legislative branch shall provide an electronic budget template to the association treasurer for dissemination to the branches. The independent agencies are before May 1st of each fiscal year, the following fiscal year. To reference what Congressman Whitehorn was speaking about, the first year that this was enacted, I believe, it was enacted in April. I believe we missed the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
The second year, this form could have been utilized. Please fill my recollection as well. It was my understanding the Appropriations Committee at the time opted to not utilize this specific form in Osage law, but rather a form that contained similar information in very similar format that was to be produced by the controller.
So how do you get to do that? How do rules and policies override law? We don't like the law, we should change the law. Until the law is changed, we should follow the law. Otherwise, there's no reason to write these laws. We should do our best to follow these laws that we pass. Because there were a lot of time and effort and thought that went into that. I'm not complaining to anybody in particular, I'm just saying that the further we get from following laws, it's all just a wheel spinning.
The law says any and all requests for an annual appropriation shall be accompanied by support documentation which shall be in substantially the same format and contain all the information as set forth below.
Okay.
And if I recall, after the law was passed, there was some work done on a budget template. And this committee passed the budget template. So the law allowed for us to set out a similar form, I guess is what the take on that was. Because this committee did that.
Okay, so did the template come over in the form that we sent out?
I don't believe the budget submission was in accordance with what we thought would be coming over. I do believe that this committee and the previous Congress anticipated the ability to be able to do exactly what you're asking. I don't believe that the budget was submitted that way.
Well, I'm expressing concerns that if, as a person that is a member of our nation, and believe me, I've got like people asking me these questions, says to me, what is the budget? What does Tribal Works do? How much money does Tribal Works get every year? How much does it cost to run the operations and management of the nation's buildings, whatever we do for the year? I cannot tell them, based on the fact that there's a budget in here called janitorial. And so to me, I would like for us to combine some of these. I mean, it's not that hard for me to go look at that janitorial budget, which is why I put it as part of the GovOps, to combine that with Tribal Works, because that's who administers the contract. So it's professional fees that are administered through Tribal Works, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I would like to do some of that cleanup if we can, so that it makes as much sense as it can. And we'll do it in committee if that's okay.
Well, I was going to suggest that we assign these to the committees of jurisdiction. So I guess you can make a motion and you'll see if that's what we want to do.
No, they'll still go to the committees of jurisdiction.
I understand.
I'm just saying
that
when it's in GovOps, we can combine those two with a committee substitute and fix that.
That is totally up to governmental operations.
Okay. All right.
I was wanting to assign the sections out to the committees of jurisdiction. Okay. That was my intention for this meeting today.
And I pretty much got all mine listed, but I know which ones that were assigned to me before.
I would like to make a recommendation, or at least a statement. I believe that's going to be more difficult than just saying it. There is no format that exists to be able to combine those at this point. And without a congressional budget analyst, that's going to be very difficult.
I don't see. Because that's a contract, for example, is every contract that every department has listed out like that here?
Cool. First of all, janitorial is IDC, so it couldn't be combined. And a bigger picture, no matter what format the budgets are submitted in, it wouldn't have changed how you got your budgets. In order to do what you're trying to accomplish, you would have to change our accounting structure. We'd have to change our chart of accounts, which I totally agree with, and I want to do, and I wanted it done by 10-1, but there's a lot of things I've wanted to change, and it's just not possible. It's going to happen, and I think it will do what you want, but it's a huge risk to take that much and change it and have all your staff be trained to accommodate that change and not fail, basically, not cause an accounting nightmare. So no matter what template we submit, we still would have submitted all those same budgets with the way our chart of accounts is structured.
I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm putting words in your mouth, but my frustration in this process comes every year. It's the same story. We did it this way because we can't do it this way. ONCA 1750 was passed by Congress. We literally made an act of Congress to request the way that we would like budgets submitted. And I believe this committee was told, yes, you're getting something substantially in the same format, and that's not what we have.
But still, it still would have been the exact same budgets that you got. Like, you still would have got a janitorial and a whatever the other one's called. Tribal Works, yes. You still would have got two separate budgets, because to have those be one and the same and have them consolidated, that is possible. We could totally do that. But I would have to change the chart of accounts. And that's a massive undertaking.
But, for example, this janitorial contract just came into being last year. Mm-hmm. So it's a contract that you guys decided to outsource what was in a Tribal Works budget. You outsourced the contract. Why wouldn't that just be listed under the Tribal Works as professional fees? I mean, to me, that gives us the picture of the status quo. These IDC budgets are, I continue to say, maybe that's what you need to use to account to the government so that they can see that you actually are dedicating some tribal funds to match the IDC that's coming from the federal revenue. But to keep giving us a budget that says IDC accounting, I mean, it's the accounting department. You use revenue that comes from tribal and federal. Non-tribal and tribal. We've got, it's just head spinning. It's like, it took me 6 years, but by God, I got it. We quit getting federal checks that said federal, Osage Nation federal programs. So I'm just going to keep trying to push us to grow out of the federal model and get into a system that looks like what I see, I guess, more sophisticated tribes using, because this is still just out there.
I dropped the IDC titling in your legislative in this bill.
Thank you.
So it's not there. It's accounting now, okay?
Thank you. Okay, I get it. I get the explanation. I don't like it, but I hear it.
Any other questions? Congresswoman
Watt. I don't have any questions, but I do have our list here. Congresswoman Stabler is the Commerce and Economic Development representative. Congressman Big Horse, as he said, was a cultural representative. Congressman Edwards is education. Congressman Potts is GovOps. And Congresswoman Goodfox is health and social services. So I'd maybe like to do a quick recess while we can do this work and then reconvene. And
Chair will entertain a motion.
What are we doing?
Second.
You're going to go through and mark your, write the section.
We have a motion and a second.
Okay, can
any
I discuss?
Opposed?
How long are we recessing for?
To the call of chair. We are in recess.
Thank you. I'll help whoever needs some help.